You're listening to Chuck's Favorite Things.
Inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. And hello, everyone. This is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you for listening today to Chuck's Favorite Things. I like to talk about lots of things. I like to experience music. I like to experience movies. And I'm going to share some of that with you today. Maybe it'll inspire you. Maybe it'll motivate you. I don't know. But let Chuck's Favorite Things be some... Let my sharing be some enjoyment for your Saturday today. Today is April the 16th, and it is a Saturday. Jill and I are getting ready to go to a birthday party for a senior citizen at our church. Looking forward to helping this lady celebrate her 90th birthday. Isn't that awesome? I'm so thankful. My mom lives to be 90, and Julie's mom is now living to be, I think she's 88, 89, not sure. And we're just thankful to have these people in our lives. But let me tell you about what Julie and I were able to do this week. You know, Julie, during the week, she keeps some of the grandkids here at the house, so our children can, you know, enjoy some of their life and work and things like that. And so we don't keep all the kids here, but we keep a few, the smaller ones. And I get to help out, of course. But Thursday night, we decided, you know, we've got some time, we're tired, let's do something for ourselves. So we decided to go to the Warren Theater and check out the movie I Saw the Light, which is about Hank Williams, the country western music star. So we went there, and we had dinner at the Oscars. I don't know what they call it, Oscars Dine. I don't know what it's a restaurant upstairs at the Warren, but it's called Oscars. And the difference between Oscars and the diner downstairs, the diner has simple, you know, sandwiches and appetizers and hamburgers and pizza and things like that. You can order plus milkshakes and sundaes and things like that. But the upstairs Oscars is more like a restaurant, and they, of course, there they serve adult beverages, which I don't drink, but you can get them if you want to. And so they also have different menu items. And so we go up there and get to enjoy sitting at a nice table, and of course they have the TVs on, so you can watch sports if you want to. And you eat there at Oscars, and then you can go to your movie, which is, you know, either located upstairs or downstairs. So Julie and I went there. Again, we ate at Oscars right before our show started. And let me tell you about the Warren Theater. Now, I just love the Warren Theater. Bill Warren, just a genius entrepreneur man that he is. I believe it's one of his first theaters was in Wichita or somewhere in Kansas. And the man is making money hand over fist, and he's putting these theaters like here in Moore, Oklahoma, and also in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, suburb of Tulsa. And just doing a great job. And he's really helped put Moore on the map, because his theater is like a magnet to people. And I drove by there last night at about, what was it, around 9 o'clock, and the place was packed. The parking lot was just jam-packed full of cars. So Bill Warren is doing a great job. And every time the announcer says, before the movie, he says, "And from Bill Warren and his staff, we say thanks a million." Well, you know, Bill Warren really means that. Thanks a million. He's making a ton of money from us going to buy tickets to watch movies. All right, back to the Warren Theater. They have just remodeled certain areas of the theater, and they've called these new auditoriums, they call it the screening room. There are three of them now. We went to number 9, which is right off the entrance of the theater. And you go in there, and I didn't know what to expect, because here it is. It's called the screening room. You've got to have a reservation, and you get to pick out what seat you want to sit in, much like Quail Springs Mall and other theaters. Or is that Penn Square? Anyway, you get to pick out where you want to sit, and I didn't know the layout of the theater except, you know, looking at a diagram. I didn't know it was the way it was, so until we got in there. So we went in there. And I go in there, and it's set up like a normal auditorium where it's tiered seating, you know, going from lower to higher. And the screening room has these great seats, guys. Okay, they're heated recliners, plush, very big. you can almost go totally, you know, horizontal in these recliners, and you're sitting there enjoying a great movie, and you can just have the, enjoy these. Julie liked the heated seats a lot, so I did too. It really felt good. And, you know, you have two cup holders. You got a little tray table for whatever you want. You can bring food in here, but there is no food service. You can't push a button and get someone to come wait on you like they do in the director suite. Now, the director suite is more expensive, but you get that luxury of having someone come wait on you and bring you food and take your food away and bring you whatever you want there. It's really a good theater, too. But the screening room is about, I think they hold about 75 people. But it's different than the director. The director suite is more on a level field. Maybe it has a little elevation in it, but not much. But the screening room is, like I said, laid out like a stadium. So it goes up. And so here's the deal. It costs a little bit more than going to a regular theater, like the stadium seating or auditorium seating. It cost $14 plus a $1.50 service charge because I bought my tickets online. I could have bought them right there in the theater, but I said, no, I'll go ahead and order them. And so, you know, $14, but you get this nice plush heated seat. And I tell you what, it was really worth it. And I tell you also, the screen and the sound was just perfect in there. It was just really good. And so I really had a good experience watching a movie there. I do most of the time at the Warren Theater. I mean, it's digital movie and digital sound. It's hard to beat. But I really fell in love with the screening room. So if you get a chance, go to the Warren Theater in Moore or wherever they have them and check out the screening room. Again, you get to pick out what seat you want to sit in. So if you want to sit in the middle of the middle like we did, we sat in on row D, I believe, which is about halfway up and right in the middle of the screen, and I enjoyed it. But other people sat at the very top of the place and different rows. They all have a good seat. They all sound good. Again, you can bring food in here to eat, but you will not have service to get refills and things like that. You can't order in there. So I say check out the screening room. Oh, the matinee prices are much cheaper. They're about $11. For a matinee. Again, it's well worth it. I highly recommend the screening room at the Warren Theater. Now, what did we see? We saw the movie, I Saw the Light, starring Tom Hiddleston. Now, when I saw this picture of this guy in this movie, and I said, who is this? He looks very familiar. And Tom Hiddleston is an English actor. And if you have seen the movie Thor or The Avengers or some other movies of this franchise, Tom plays the character Loki, which is Thor's brother. He's like his evil brother. Loki has lots of gifts and lots of talent, but he seems to want to do bad stuff, okay? All the time, especially to his brother Thor. He's jealous of him. Hates his dad as well. I mean, who would want to hate Anthony Hopkins? I don't know. But anyways, this movie, I Saw the Light, is about the life of Hank Williams. It's a short movie. Yeah, and I found out, you know, Hank Williams died when he was 29 years old. What a shame. What a tragedy. This great young man. And, you know, it showed his tormented life of drugs and mainly alcohol. And then it showed, you know, his marriage situation and getting married and whatever else goes along with being a star or whatever. I'm not criticizing Hank Williams at all. I loved his music and loved the way he wrote. But man, was a prolific writer for the short amount of time that he was here with us. Just wrote some great songs. And I Saw the Light was one of them. In fact, at our church Sunday morning, we're going to play that song and sing it. And I think the people are going to really enjoy that. But this movie, you know, talks about, you know, the pitfalls of being a star. But also, you can see the hurt and pain in Hank Williams' life, because you find out in the movie that, you know, his father apparently left him when he was very young, and he says, I'll never do that to my son. Well, guess what, it happened to him as well. And you also find out he had spina bifida, and so he had back pain a lot, and they were able to do some surgery on it but not take away the pain. So he self-medicated all the time, and that was through alcohol and some drugs. And, you know, he was dealing with his inward hurt and also his physical hurt. I was just thinking that if he had what we have at our church, Celebrate Recovery, I think maybe he might have been helped and maybe saved in his career and his life. Just a tragedy that we lost him, this great man, at such a young age. Okay, so this movie starred Tom, this English actor playing a Southern gentleman, but he sang really good. You could tell that Tom was singing these songs. Now, my two biggest criticisms about this movie, so I'm not going to tell you all about the movie, but you know, it's if you've seen the old movie about Hank Williams, it starred, what's his name? Anyway, you can look it up on IMDb. He's the guy that always had a great tan. George, you know who I'm talking about. It'll come to me after I finish this podcast. But anyway, George, what was it? Never mind. Okay, that shows you how human I am, guys. I can't remember everything. But go to IMDb and look up Hank Williams and look up George, whoever this guy was that starred in this movie. Great tan. Had a great tan. Okay, you know who I'm talking about. Anyway, so my biggest criticism about this movie is that it seemed like it lasted about 20 minutes too long. And there was one scene of nudity that just did not need to be there. Come on, Hollywood. You know, give us a good movie. Tell us the story. Tell us the plot. Leave the naked people out of the movie. You know, this one scene lasted less than 45 seconds. It was not needed to the plot. It was not needed. You could have said the same thing by showing the back of a woman and not the front of a woman in a mink stole. Whatever. You know, mink coat. Come on, Hollywood. You know, just did not have to do that. And the language is very strong in this movie, but it's you know, it's life. And you know, I'm not a prude, but people talk a certain way in certain areas, in certain towns, in certain industries, whatever. Not so much in church. They don't talk that way in church. Anyway, go see this movie if you can still see it out there, if it's still showing. If not, check out the DVD when it comes out and gets released. You know, one point I want to tell you about this takeaway. Julie and I enjoyed the movie except for these two parts that, you know, just did not need to be there. That the one nudity scene and about 20 minutes too long. But at the end of the show, and any show that I go to, I try to sit there unless I really have to bolt out of there and go to the bathroom. And I had to do that in the movie The Passion. Can you imagine The Passion of the Christ? I had to do that. I could not wait till the end. I had to go out, but I knew what happened at the end. Anyway, back to my story. I like to sit at the end of a movie and watch the credits roll. I really do. Now, I see names pop up there, and I see that they worked on the movie and they did different things. I don't know who these people are. I don't know what they do, especially if you see a movie like The Avengers or Thor, Star Wars, you know, Star Trek, and they got all this CGI animation. And they have thousands, well, it looks like thousands of people working on computers, making this animation and this digital artistry, making it known. And so here we are sitting there Thursday night watching the film credits roll. And I just look up there and I see a name, a familiar name, you know, not like, you know, George Smith or that, something like that, but it was Tracy. And I look up there and I saw another name and I said, oh, I know who that is. And then at the end of the credits, it says this film was filmed, this movie was made in Shreveport, Louisiana. And I know that area. I lived down there for 4 years. And, of course, I was born there years ago. But I knew that Tracy worked in the film industry. I just didn't know, you know, where. I know sometimes she works down in Baton Rouge and wherever. But she worked on this movie. And I saw her name over there. I was so pleased, so happy. And so I made contact with her on Facebook, and she said, yeah, I worked on that movie. And just nice to know. And her brother also worked on the movie. So, you know, it pays to watch film credits. You might see somebody's name you know if they work in the film industry. All right. So, you know, I'm not going to talk much more. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. But, you know, if you've been having a busy week or, you know, you're just strung out and stressed out, hey, take some time for yourself. Go see a movie. It doesn't have to be I Saw the Light. It could be anything. But I do recommend I Saw the Light, starring Tom Hiddleston, Elizabeth Olsen, Cherry Jones, Bradley Whitford, and several others names that are on here. The music was great because it had a lot of influence by, I believe his name is Rodney Curl from Nashville, and just some great stuff. I did read that Rodney had Tom come to his house and learn how to play guitar and how to sing Hank Williams songs. You know, I don't know why they picked an Englishman to sing and portray Hank Williams. I do say he kind of looked like him. He did lose weight for this movie. He said he was running 10 miles a day and also bicycling 15 miles a day just so he could stay thin and look like Hank Williams did back in the 40s and 50s. So this is Chuck Whetstone. Thank you so much for listening to Chuck's Favorite Things, inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. And we'll share some of these other things. I've got a lot of things to share with you soon, guys. I need to go back and give you some reviews of our time in Branson last fall and tell you about some good places you need to check out this spring and this summer when you go to Branson. Until later. All right. Chuck Whetstone signing out. Bye-bye.